and happy Sunday morning to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from bright and sunny Dunedin, Florida, and TD Ballpark. Set up this afternoon's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Dunedin Blue Jays, the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Today, we have the sixth and final game of this current series between the Mets and Jays, in the last time that they will meet in the year 2024, at least in the regular season. First pitch is coming up at high noon. Going to be close to an on-time start. That's hot, sunny, no chance of rain. Should be good to go for 9 uninterrupted innings this afternoon. We'll get the boys out of here at a decent hour and back to Port St. Lucie in the early evening ahead of tomorrow's much-welcomed off day. For the St. Lucie Mets, they're beginning to get a bit on a roll. After only winning 6-5 games in all of May, including the last day in May, they won the first game of June yesterday, 8-0. It was one of their top wins of the year. They were being no-hit into the fifth inning, but they ended up getting 8 runs on 10 hits. 2 great pitching performances by Zach Thornton, the starter, 6 innings, and then Jorge De Leon in his second game with the team, 3 shutout innings to finish off the Mets' third shutout of the season, and that has given the Mets a chance to get out of town with the split, something we probably didn't think was going to happen after the first 3 games were won by the Blue Jays. But you got a sense, starting on Wednesday when the Mets lost on a walk-off and then again Thursday on a walk-off, that they were close. They were close to turning it around, and they held off the Blue Jays on Friday night in a thriller, and they rolled their way to their best win in quite some time yesterday, and now we'll see if they can't leave Dunedin on a 3-game win streak with the 3-3 split. The Mets are 16-34 on the season. The Blue Jays, who were playing under 500 for around a month, got over the 500 hump, but are now back to 500 at 25-25. Taking a look at the rest of the Florida State League standings in the East Division, Palm Beach and Jupiter had each won 4 games in a row to start the week. Both lost yesterday, so Palm Beach remains up in the standings by 1 game. 29-21 is their record. Jupiter 28-22. There are only 16 games left in the first half. Daytona, the Mets' next opponent, got its first win this week. 23-27, 6 games out of first, and the Mets are 13 games out. Over in the West Division, Clearwater entered the week with a 3-game division lead over Lakeland. It's been trimmed to 2 games. Clearwater's 34-16, Lakeland 32-18. Dunedin pretty far back, 25-25, 9 games out, too late with 16 games left to make a push. Fort Myers 23-27, 11 back. Bradenton 21-29, 13 out. Tampa 19-31, 15 games out on the brink of first half elimination. Other games in the Florida State League today. Tampa is at Palm Beach at noon. Palm Beach leads that series 4-1 in their home ballpark. Lakeland at Clearwater, first pitch at noon. Lakeland leading that series 3-2. Bradenton is at Fort Myers, 12:05. Fort Myers swept a doubleheader yesterday. The Mighty Muscles lead the series 4-1. And Jupiter at Daytona, the dreaded late game, 5 o'clock start at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Mets will be somewhere in the middle of the state on their way back home by the time that first pitch is thrown. Jupiter leads the series 4-1. And once again, our first pitch here at TD Ballpark is set for high noon as well. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to the ballpark, we'll bring in the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for the series finale between the Mets and the Jays.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone. And safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on. Let's dive into today's starting pitching matchup. It'll be Saul Garcia for the Mets against Gage Stanifer for the Blue Jays, a pair of righties. Saul, 20 years old, right-hander, 6 foot, 180 pounds from Venezuela. This will be his second appearance of the series. He's trying to turn it around. He pitched poorly out of the bullpen in game one of the series. Only got one out, gave up three hits, three runs. He hit a batter, walked two, no strikeouts. His ERA shot up over 2 runs. Now sits at 8.76. So he's had to sit around all week and stew on that one. We'll see if he can make it right here this afternoon. It's kind of been a lost season so far for Garcia at 8.76 ERA, a stint on the IL. It's not too late to turn it around, though. We'll see if he can get it going today. Starting pitcher for the Blue Jays is Gage Stanifer, 6'3", 201 pounds, 20 years old from Indianapolis. He was the Blue Jays' 19th round pick 2 years ago out of Westfield High School in Indiana. This will be his sixth game this season, his sixth start, all in Dunedin. He's 1-2 with the 5.40 ERA. This will be Stanifer's first appearance of the series. He last pitched last Sunday, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, a walk, and 7 punchouts in Bradenton, and he was credited with the Sunday victory over the Marauders. We're going to pause now for the national anthem. When we return from that, we will bring you the starting lineups and then first pitch in the finale between St. Lucie and Dunedin.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Almost go time for the Mets and the Blue Jays. Starting lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Jesus Baez with the 2-hit, 3-RBI game yesterday will lead off in DH. Ron Hernandez batting .500 this series, had his first off day yesterday. He'll bat second and catch today. Jeffrey Rosa hits third. He's in right field. Kellum Clark, after a day off, bats cleanup. He's in left. Colin Houck, fresh off his first pro home run, hits fifth. He's at short. Willie Fañas at center field hits sixth. Kevin Villavicencio, 3 hits yesterday, 5 in the last 2 games. Back in the lineup hitting seventh, he'll play third. Jairo Cuevas hits eighth, he's at first. Diego Mosquera coming off a 2-hit game. Bats ninth, he's at second for St. Lucie.
Welcome to the field.
For the Blue Jays, as they're taking the field right now, Jane Joseph is going to lead off and play right. Victor Arias bats second, he's in left. Dom Palmigiani continues a rehab assignment, minor league style. He's hitting third and playing third. Christian Feliz, the cleanup hitter and first baseman, has 9 home runs on the year, second most in the league. Juan Helaponte hits fifth. He's in center. Tucker Thomann, the shortstop, bats sixth. Nicholas Deschamps, the catcher, batting seventh. His second game of the week. Bryce Arnold hits eighth. He's at second. And Daniel Perez is the DH, batting ninth. Blue Jays led out by Gage Staniford, the starting pitcher, in their alternate blue tops today, like Carolina blue. It's like I'm watching the UNC Tar Heels out here. Dunedin in dark blue across the front. Of course, the Blue Jay bird tucked underneath the Dunedin script. Also going with the baby blue hat. Mets going to wear their orange jerseys. Alternate battle here today. Florida Mr. Met in left chest. Blue numbers front and back. Mets won in these jerseys for the second time this season when they defeated the Blue Jays 5-4 on Friday night. That game that featured an hour and 20-minute delay in the seventh inning. Mets played better post-delay than the Blue Jays did. Mets trying for a three-game win streak to get out of town with the 3-3 split. Blue Jays trying to win the series and go back above 500. That's what's at stake today under hot and sunny conditions. First pitch fast approaching. Final warm-up pitch thrown by Gage Staniford. Throw down to second complete by Deschamps, and we're good to go. Last game in Dunedin. Last time for the Mets and the Blue Jays to play this season. Dunedin not making the return trip to Port St. Lucie in 2024. Our home plate umpire today is Alan Bryan. The base umpire is Will Paschal. Bryan signals for the first pitch, and here it comes from the righty Staniford to Baez. It's a fastball high for ball one at 93, and we are underway. First pitch at 12:02. It's 84 degrees and sunny at the ballpark today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Next pitch is swung on and missed a high fastball, and it's a ball and a strike on Baez. We had a nice game yesterday, producing three RBIs across three different at-bats. He went 2-for-6. Fastball swung and missed at 93, a one-handed swing by Baez. And it's a ball and two strikes. Staniford holding the glove up high by his face into the wind, the 1-2 pitch. He struck him out on a fastball at 92. Gage Staniford just straight heat in that at-bat, and Baez is retired. Staniford is 20 years old, a high school draft pick 2 years ago in the 19th round, 578th overall from Indianapolis, Indiana. This is start number 6 this year in Dunedin. He has struck out 22 in 16 and two-thirds innings. This ball is batted foul by Ronald Hernandez. Hopefully Ronald will refresh after playing in the first four games of this series, going 8-for-19 this week so far with his second St. Lucie Met home run. Swings over the top of the first slider of the day, and it's nothing and two. And Hernandez will use his timeout. Ronald, despite the team struggling in May, had a good month. He slashed 365, 426, and 482, and 908 OPS in May. This pitch is a ball high, 1-2. MILB has not announced the May Players of the Month yet. I don't think Ronald's going to win it in the Florida State League, but he had to be in the conversation. 1-2 pitch is rolled foul. Miguel Villarreal for Palm Beach seems to be the front runner of the May Players. Ronald did win an FSL Player of the Week down against Palm Beach in May. He takes this slider inside. And it's a two-ball, two-strike count. On the season, Hernandez has upped his batting average to .289. A couple of homers, 17 driven in. Slow start to the year, but he's rolling now. Staniford's pitch is low for strike. Oh, no, it's called a strike. Delayed call by Alan Bryan. But Hernandez is rung up, and he seemed to know it.
Right fielder, number 58.
Crossed home plate right away, no challenge. By the way, we do have the challenge system today. We had it with Alan Bryan, home plate umpire, two nights ago, and they challenged the Wazoo out of his strike zone, both teams. We'll see if he makes an adjustment as Jeffrey Rosa takes a called strike. Rosa, yesterday, an RBI single in the seventh, walk in the fifth, went 1-for-4. Takes this pitch for a called strike on the corner. And Staniford's working ahead. Nothing and two. He's trying to retire the side in order and send this game to the home first in short order. 0-2 pitch. Slider down and away. A held swing on appeal. Rosa did not go. First innings have been quiet in this series. Last two games, nobody has scored a first inning run. A 1-2 pitch, and Rosa strikes out on the fastball. So Gage Staniford comes out red hot today, strikes out the side in the top of the first. When we come back to TD Ballpark, it'll be Saul Garcia on the mound for the Mets.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Saul Garcia ready to roll this afternoon. This is his second appearance of the week. Came in the series opener on Tuesday to pitch the fifth inning and only got one out. Got roughed up, knocked out. I know he was very disappointed by that. He gets a chance for a redo here. Facing the Blue Jays the second time this week. Gene Joseph, Victor Arias, Dom Palmigiani. Scheduled hitters here in the home first inning. Garcia's first pitch is grounded right out to the second baseman Mosquera. Throws to first, and Joseph is retired on one pitch. An easy one for Diego at second. After he put on an all-star effort defensively yesterday early in the game, helping Zach Thornton keep it a scoreless affair. Mets were able to break through in the fifth with a couple of runs. Just kept adding as the game went on and cruised to an 8-0 victory. Here's Arias, batting second, after leading off most of his games here this week. And he will take a first pitch ball. Looked pretty good. Too early to be challenging pitches in this game. Garcia working exclusively from the stretch. 1-0 pitch, zipped in for a strike at 93. I can already tell the difference between Sal's first inning here and his game on Tuesday. He's not falling off the side of the mound and spinning around like a top. He's finishing at the catcher. There's a fastball batted foul. And it's 1-2. Well, the same thing with Jorge De Leon. Yesterday did a much better job staying in line with home plate, not falling off the side of the mound. He was able to pitch three scoreless innings with five strikeouts to finish off last night's win and get his first save. No score. One out. Nobody on base in the home first inning. Game 6 of 6 between these two teams. This pitch is in the dirt. Slider no good. Blue Jays won the first three. 9-6. 6-5 on a walk-off and 5-4 on a walk-off in 10 innings. The Mets winning 5-4. Friday and 8-0 yesterday. 2-2 pitch to Arias, and it's inside for ball three. Mets own a +4 run differential, despite trailing by a game in the series. definitely have some momentum coming in to this ball game. 3-2 on Arias, and it's a slider inside for ball four. So Garcia gets ahead 1-2 and couldn't finish him off. Started to do some of the things, like, mechanically that hurt him on Tuesday. Spinning around and falling off to the side. So Arias is the game's first base runner. Down to first he goes. And Dom Palmigiani on a rehab assignment. Abductor strain. Gets his second straight start. Runner goes. Throw to second by Hernandez is too late. A stolen base for Arias. He went right away. Blue Jays fairly active this week on the bases. Their seventh steal. Against twice being caught. Slider just off the plate. And Garcia's trying to pick at the corners here. Not coming with it. He's falling behind Palmigiani 2-0. Palmigiani went 1-for-3 yesterday as the DH in his first rehab game. 2-0 pitch. There it is, over the plate, knee-high for a strike. A slide piece. Gets him back into the count. It's 2-1. Garcia set. Middle of the rubber. Slider home, foul tip for strike two. Evens up. Count, two balls, two strikes. It's hot and sunny here at the ballpark. Very bright. Got a slight breeze blowing out to right field. Not whipping out to center like it was the first 3 days, or out to right the last two. Slider in the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. He kept it somewhat in front of him, up the first baseline. Arias will stand pat at second base. And it's another full count. Garcia's trying to establish that slider. It's kind of been all over the place so far. Set with another 3-2. Fastball just missed outside. Ball four. Back-to-back walks after he got the first out on one pitch. And Jordan Krause, the Mets pitching coach, is making a beeline to the mound. I don't know what it is, but Sal Garcia is trying to dance around and pick at corners. Just throw it over the plate. Blue Jays offense has not performed well these last couple of games. He should be attacking these hitters. Yesterday, Dunedin shut out on 5 hits. And he scored 4 runs on Friday, but 2 in the 2nd and 2 in the 7th. So that's 7 innings where they didn't score a run. So, man, Jordan basically went out there and made a U-turn. I'm pretty sure he probably said the same thing I did. Now, what are we doing? Just attack. Attack the strike zone. That's been the message for these Mets pitchers since day one of camp. You're going to be aggressive and attack in the strike zone. This nitpicking the corners is not going to do it. Now you got to deal with Feliz, the big man. He's only hitting .184, but man, he's got some raw power. 9 home runs, including one this week. A couple of foul balls that take your breath away. And this pitch misses inside. No score. 2 on, 1 out in the bottom of the first. A 1-0 pitch. That's right in there, and it's fouled back. Feliz has had a good series. He's hit above his average. 308, he's 4-for-13. And 3 extra base hits, so those 4 hits. Only 2 RBI, though. He hasn't done a whole lot of damage. 0-1-1 pitch. Fastball low. Although his 2 RBIs were the biggest, maybe, of the series. Game-tying homer in the 9th inning on Thursday. And the bases-loaded walk the very next inning for the winning run. Two-one pitch. Popped up foul on a fastball. That one's going to get to the stands. That is four rows up out of the range of Villavicencio. Think back to last Sunday against Clearwater. That brutally hot day at Clover Park. Mets pitching top of the first inning. Over a 20-minute inning, those guys baking out there in the sun. Goal is to get three outs as quickly as possible, get back to the cover of the dugout. Garcia's going to look back to second, no throw. Arias dancing around out there. Cuevas, the Mets first baseman, playing way behind Paul Maggiani at first base. Protecting the line. 2-2 to Feliz, inside with the fastball, and we have our third straight full count. Well, the previous full counts have seen ball four. Three-two pitch, ball four. Fastball 88, no good. Three consecutive walks on 3-2 pitches. And that will load the bases. And it will bring up Juan Helaponte. Looking in the Mets dugout, they're starting to stir. Only 19 pitches so far in this inning. Again, the first pitch wasn't out, so 18 straight with that one. First pitch way outside, ball one. Only seven strikes of these 20 pitches. One out. Fastball just does get over on the outside corner. Aponte takes it for strike one. Aponte, tough series for a top 30 prospect in Toronto's organization. Just 2-for-14 with six strikeouts. 1-1. Best pitch so far. Fastball with arm side run. Inside corner. Strike two. Base is loaded. One out. Garcia coming set with the 1-2 pitch. Slider. Pop foul. Emergency hack by Aponte to keep the at-bat alive. Pitch might have been outside, but too close to take. Garcia set, the 1-2, fastball high. Two balls, two strikes, not a bad thought. Change the eye level, see if he can't get the cheap swing and miss. Like Christopher Gomez starting to throw in the Mets bullpen. 2-2 pitch, struck him out with the fastball. Right down the pipe. Aponte with his seventh strikeout of the series, just short under stop. Half the time. Nine, huge strikeout for Garcia. That's going to give him a chance to get out of this inning unscathed. And he'll face Tucker Thoman, who struck out to end last night's game. And that's preserved that shutout, stranding a runner on second. First pitch from Garcia. Fastball blew it by him at 93. Once again, good run on that pitch. A ground out in the first pitch of this inning, three straight walks, and then a strikeout. Oh, one pitch. Outside, ball and a strike. Hitters with runner hitting with runners in scoring position has been an issue for the Blue Jays the last couple of days. Yesterday, didn't have many opportunities, 0-for-5, but the big one was going 1-for-12, stranding 15 on Friday. One more hit and they probably win the game. This ball is fouled away. So bases loaded. One out. Opportunity to start this game. But the Mets are now one strike away from escaping the jam totally. Three straight games in this series have featured a scoreless first inning. Garcia trying to stretch that streak to four. The 1-2. Missed off the plate. Are we going to get a challenge? No. It's 2-2. Boy, Hernandez popped up, was ready to run to the dugout. If he was that convinced, maybe he should have pulled the trigger. We'll take a look on the pitch registers if it was indeed a ball. It said it's 2 balls, 2 strikes on Thoman. Garcia's 30th pitch of the inning. Struck him out! Ancel spins around, fist pump, snatches his hat, rips it down next to his side, and is stomping off the mound in the field. Well, what a rally for Sal Garcia. 3 straight walks, 2 straight strikeouts, holds the line. We have played a scoreless first inning in Dunedin.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Second inning at TD Ballpark. Clark, Houck, and Fanyas will bat against Gage Staniford. We've had 5 strikeouts in the first inning today. 3 for Staniford, 2 for Garcia. First pitch from Staniford in for a called strike. Clark taking it all the way to start the inning. Clark 2 for 8 this week. Picked up his first hit of the season with the triple in his first game a few days ago. Had the pinch hit, tying hit on Thursday night. Ended up a loss for the Mets, but still big hit off the bench. Takes this pitch high and away. It's 2 balls and a strike. Mets could use a long inning at the plate here for nothing else to give Garcia a rest after a 30-pitch bottom of the first. Clark will saw one off foul out to the left. Even the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mets come into today 16-34 on a 2-game win streak. Dunedin 25-25. 2-2 pitch, inside and low. The slider, a grimace from Staniford. Full count. Staniford, the Sunday starter last week for Dunedin on the road, got a win down in Bradenton. 3-2 pitch, and Clark flies this one into center field. Running towards it is Aponte, and he's going to make the grab with Joseph right next to him. 4 batters faced, 4 batters retired by Staniford. Starting pitching in this series has been pretty good for both teams. And we have played the first half of these games the last 4 days under 1 hour and 5 minutes. That was the longest one. It was yesterday as this ball is outside. The games have bogged down once it's gotten to the bullpen. But, starting pitching. Both teams pleased with how it's gone this week. 1-0 pitch too high to Houck. Colin is having a big series, 7 for 21. The go-ahead hit on Friday. His first home run of his pro career yesterday.
2-0 pitches down and away, shaking off that tough stretch from most of May. Got himself above the Mendoza line, hitting 201 now. 3-0 pitch from Stanifer. That will be taken for a strike. Had to see it first. No score, one out, nobody on base, top two. 3-1 pitch, and Houck will deflect it foul out to the right. Now to play into the seats, which are mostly empty today. Very light crowd. Open to the public, unlike Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on Sundays, but they might have about the same amount of fans. Houck will pop this one into center field. On comes Aponte, and he's going to make the running catch. Two down in the second. It took the Mets until one out in the fifth inning to get their first hit yesterday.
Center
they
fielder,
ended up with
number 22, Willie Fontenot.
They really tagged 3-4 Blue Jays relievers. They survived the starter, Nolan Perry, went 4 1/3, no hit. As soon as he left the game, Mets went offense went right to work. As this ball is fouled off. Could be something similar today with Stanifer. You know, Perry was a 2022 high school draft pick. They're easing him in. And Stanifer hasn't pitched too deep in the games. His five innings last week, the longest. As his pitch is high to Fañez. His other outings this year, 2 innings, 2 2/3, 3 innings, 4 innings. So he's slowly built up. Ball and a strike. Fañez takes the curve high and wide. Didn't have much break on it. Fañez yesterday led off, didn't get a hit, but walked twice and was hit by a pitch. His walk with the bases loaded proved to be the game-winning run in the fifth inning. 2-1 pitch, and he will take it low for ball three. Stanifer fell behind Houck 3-0. Now Fañez 3-1. Fañez, switch hitter, batting left-handed, waits on the 3-1 pitch and takes it wide for ball four. And the Mets have their first base runner. Willie Fañez takes a two-out walk down to first base. And it will bring up the Mets' hottest hitter over the last 2 days, Kevin Villavicencio. Two hits in the win on Friday, three more in yesterday's victory. 5 for 9 his last two. Fania's short lead from first. Stanifer from the stretch delivers the first pitch, and it's grounded right back to him. Stanifer snatches, and the overhand lob toss retires Villavicencio, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left in the middle of the second. There is no score. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Not a long rest for Sal Garcia, but the Mets did get one base runner last inning. He threw a 30-pitch first. Some deep counts. Had to work hard to put up a zero in the inning, but he did it. Now he'll face the bottom three in the order, starting with Deshams. First pitch is fouled away. Mets had Christopher Gomez up in the bullpen throwing. He has since sat down. Deshams, Arnold, and Perez. Hitters for Dunedin here in the home second. 0-1 pitch, fastball a little high. One ball, one strike. Deshams has only played in one game in the series. He played with Dunedin last year as well. He went 1-for-4 a couple of nights ago. Fastball is hooked down the right field line, but that's going to land just foul. Kicked up a big chunk of dirt down the right field line and the warning track. No chalk line. Garcia busted him in just far enough. Ball and two strikes. Only one person was dancing, by the way. 1-2 pitch. Line drive. Base hit in the left field for Deshams. And Villavicencio sprawled out for it, but it was beyond him. Deshams, a lefty. The Mets had shaded him. They played him straight up. That's an easy out. Deshams went where there was open field.
Number four,
the first hit of the ball game. Leadoff man in the bottom of the second. Bryce Arnold will come up. Tough series so far for him. 2-for-11. 6 strikeouts. Garcia misses inside with the fastball. 92. No score. Runner on first. Nobody out in the second inning. Garcia's 1-0 pitch is apparently no good. I don't know about that one. Pretty good from here. Hernandez framed it. Didn't get the call. 2-0 count. That pitch is a strike. Hernandez continues to frame it just to make sure. Well, by me and Jake's count on Friday night, 13 times was Will Allen Bryan's strike zone challenged. There's a broken bat bleeder into right field that's going to drop in a base hit. And Deshams is going to third. Here comes Rosas' throw to get him. It's caught by Villavicencio, who applies the tag too late. And Bryce Arnold singles, and Deshams heads down to third base. And the Blue Jays are set up with runners at the corners, no outs. In the second inning, good read by Deshams. Soft single into right. Long way for Rosa to come to get it. This has been an issue for the Blue Jays the last couple of games now. Runners in scoring position. Got another crack. This time, though, no outs. Daniel Perez, the DH and 9 hitter. First pitch, Perez takes a bouncer in the dirt. Good block by Hernandez. Perez, 4-for-9 in his 2 games. Had the game-winning triple on Wednesday to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. Garcia's next pitch is a strike. 1-1. Runner goes to second. They'll have to go back. Arnold has to retreat as the ball is fouled against the screen. And it's 1-2. Garcia dangling, the right arm coming set, holding the glove chest high. 1-2 pitch slider is grounded foul towards the Dunedin dugout. Yo! 12 pitches this inning so far for Garcia, still looking for that first out. It's been a battle since the second batter of the first inning. 1-2 pitch, runner goes again, runner will go back again as Perez fouls it off. Back up over the roof. Arnold making it all the way past second base. Tire himself out. Garcia set for another 1-2 pitch. Arnold's running again. Breaking ball low. No throw from Hernandez. That's too easy. That is too easy. He tried to steal three other times, and Garcia paid him no attention. He can at least throw over. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, strike three, and a challenge immediately by Perez. And we will wait to see the result as Arnold's got to put his earpiece in. He should just have the earpiece in already. Confirmed strikeout. It takes too long. This Blue Crew, new to the league this week, new to the challenge system, but that takes too long. Both umpires have had the earpiece dangling into their shirt collar and only put it in during the challenge. By the time they put it in and ask for it, no, it's got to be faster than that. That's a big strikeout. That's the third strikeout for Garcia, his best breaking ball yet. Back to the top and Joseph. First pitch to Joseph is a ball high. First time through the order, no runs for the Blue Jays, but 5 of the 9 reached base. Second and third, one down. No score in the second. A 1-0 pitch is laid right down the middle for strike one. Joseph grounded out to second on the first pitch Garcia threw this afternoon. Been a slog since. Mets defense playing back. They'll surrender the run for the second out. 1-1 pitch, slider up high. Swung through and missed for strike two. Well, when Salas needed the strikeout, he's gotten it so far today. And he'd do it again. A 1-2. Slider down and away, check swing, but Joseph didn't go far enough to ask for an appeal. Good sliding stop by Hernandez. Two-two count. Garcia's pitch, a check swing, foul up the third base side. Got a piece to stay alive. Back-to-back singles to start the inning, and Arnold stole second. Perez struck out looking. And now Joseph facing Garcia for the second time awaits the sixth pitch of the at-bat. And it's a called third strike on the corner. Got him looking with the fastball. No challenge. Joseph goes back to the dugout. And can you believe this? Al Garcia's going to have a real chance to get out of this inning unscathed. Well, they've gotten runners into scoring position. He's struck everybody out. So that leaves it to Arias, who drew a walk in the first. Garcia's first pitch to him is a back foot slider, ball one. Four strikeouts for Garcia, all coming with the runner on third base. Some clutch pitching. The Blue Jays right now going through it at the plate with runners in scoring position. 1-0, that fastball clips the inside corner. Now Joseph didn't challenge that called third strike. That's got to be... I don't think he should have. I'll take a look right now and see if it was a strike or not. But they can't burn another. They've already done it this inning. And it was a ball. It was way off. 1-1 pitch is grounded up the middle, but waiting for it is Hauk. Throws to first, inning over. Can you believe that? Sal Garcia, second and third, no outs. Strikeout, ground out. Once again, he holds the line. A little help from the umpire. That third strike on Joseph, if it was challenged, would have been overturned to ball three. Mets will take it. We go to the third, scoreless.
Hey, fans, don't miss out on the great daily specials we offer right here at TD Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
This afternoon's FSL game. Now, Sundays have been wonky for the Mets and not necessarily productive. On Sundays this year, 1-7, including 0-4 on the road. And they turn that around today as Cuevas fouls off the first pitch of the third. You got two pitchers doing it two different ways, each tossing a shutout. Stanifer living the good life. Two no-hit innings, 32 pitches. Garcia has had to strand five. He's had to throw 54 pitches. Runners all over the place, but he's managed to wiggle out of it. Cuevas pops it up way up. Woo! Nobody sees it. Catcher doesn't see it. Now who's going to make the catch? Feliz, the first baseman in foul territory. The catcher, Deschamps, never even got out of his crouch. I think he thought it was straight back, and now he's talking
second
to the umpire.
Baseman, number one, Diego
mimicking,
Mosquera.
Bringing his glove up to his eyes. I didn't see it. What was straight up the chute. Actually, Stanifer for a moment looked like would be the player to make the catch. So Cuevas is down. Now Mosquera, who had two hits yesterday, is up, and he will take the fastball low. Good recognition by Feliz, the first baseman. He had a long run. That was almost into the catcher's circle. He was up there a long time. 1-0 pitch, busts Mosquera inside. Two balls and no strikes. Mets do have Christopher Gomez throwing in the bullpen. I think he's going to come in. Pitch is a strike. It's 2-1. And Saul Garcia, he's a short term guy, not stretched out like a full-time starter. This pitch misses low. Two innings of relief work and 54 pitches is an awful lot. And maybe some discomfort right now for Stanifer. It's kind of tugging on his jersey, walking around, shimmying his body. Gets ready for the 3-1 and hits the corner with the strike. It's a full count. Maybe just working himself up into a lather and trying to get his uniform comfortable. It's hot out there, only getting hotter. 3-2 pitch to Mosquera is flicked foul to the screen. Fastball at 92, and Diego stays alive. It's Sandefur holding that glove face high. 3-2 pitch again, and it's another fastball knocked out of play right side. One Mets base runner at this point in the game was Fanyas taking a walk on a 3-1 pitch in the second with two outs. Sandefur's payoff pitch again. Breaking ball too high. Ball four. Diego will go down to first base. And the lineup will turn over back to Jesus Baez. First time through the order, the Mets struck out three times and walked twice. No hits, no runs. Baez, one of those strikeouts to start the day. As Sandefur just pumped fastballs right by him. Middle of the plate. First pitch, strike, well placed, knee high. Nothing in one. Fastball velocity is hovered around 92 for Sandefur, that one at 90. 0-1 pitch, that one back to 91. Swung and missed, it's nothing in two. So he has basically just throwing straight challenge fastballs to Baez. I don't think he's made contact yet. 0-2 pitch. Another fastball, and this one's hit deep out to right field, slicing towards the pole. Foul. Landing on the boardwalk, which wraps all the way around the ballpark here in Dunedin. Built in 2019 into 20. Prior to that, there was nothing on the outfield wall. It's empty space. Very blasé stadium. It's beautiful now. Going to miss this place after we leave here today, but happy to head home. 0-2 pitch. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Baez down. No throw as Mosquera steals second. That one, I don't know if it crossed up to Shams, but he struggled to make the catch. Kind of tucked the ball into his belly.
Catcher, number four, Ronald
so
Hernandez.
It's two outs. Fourth strikeout for Sandefur, second time he's gotten Baez. Mosquera into scoring position, and a hit by Ronald Hernandez could give the Mets an early lead. They're scoreless in the third. Sandefur's first pitch outside. Wouldn't that be something if the Mets were the ones to take the lead first in the game, given how it's played out for Dunedin to this point? With Sandefur mowing through hitters, Garcia struggling, but keeping hitters from scoring. Hernandez takes this pitch low. Two balls and no strikes. Sandefur about to throw his 50th pitch. Looks back at Mosquera. The 2-0 comes home and it fades outside. 90 miles per hour for ball three. Rosa awaits on deck. Let's see if Hernandez gets the green light. If he does, would he use it? Got a hot bat right now. Throw back to second. Mosquera is picked off. Shortstop Toman sneaks in behind. That's a bad base running mistake by Mosquera. Already in scoring position, off on contact. Got a hot hitter at the plate. The Mets run themselves right out of the inning. Something they have cleaned up a bit over the past couple of series, but it reared its ugly head right there. It's been an issue for the most part in 2024. No score, middle of the third. We have a new pitcher coming on for St. Lucie.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday,
and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
New pitcher is Christopher Gomez. Was warming up a couple of different times. Now is into the game. Taking over for Saul Garcia, he will face Dom Palmigiani. A lot of missed opportunities in this game for the Blue Jays already. 0 for 5, runners in scoring position, stranding 5 in the first two innings. Runner at third, one out. Bases loaded, one out, couldn't score. Second and third, no outs, couldn't score. Now Gomez throws this fastball for a strike. So there's a couple of ways to look at it if you're Dunedin. One, you missed your window of opportunity. Or two, you're due for a breakthrough. Just keep hitting the nail with the hammer. Eventually it'll work out for you. Pauses. There's a ball in the field. Starling Mercado will get that for us. Palmigiani a walk in the first. Waits on this 1-1 pitch from Gomez. And it's hit out to left field towards Kellum Clark. Trailing back. Short of the track. Makes the catch up high. Palmigiani is retired for the first out of the home third. First time this week. The flags out in right center field. USA, Canada. Lie limp. No breeze. First half of the series, straight out to center. If you hit it to any part of the field in the air, you were in good shape as a hitter. Last couple of days, if you hit it to right, you were in good shape. Hit it to left, it kind of died. Today, you're not getting any help. First pitch to Feliz is a called strike. Each team has hit 6 home runs this series. Feliz fouls one away. Feliz drew a walk in the first. Gomez appearing in his second game of the series. This pitch is grounded foul. Came out of the bullpen on Friday. Faced one batter. Gave up a hit. And then they paused the game for an hour and a half due to the lightning delay. And that was too long for him to come back. 0-2 pitch, check swing down low. He did not go. You can't get a pitcher hot in the bullpen, come into the game, pitch for any amount of time, and then sit down that long and expect him to return. I'm looking at maybe a 20-30 minute max delay, and then it's too late to bring the guy back. 1-2 pitch, down and into Feliz. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Through 7 pitches. Actually, they delayed that game mid-at-bat. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Gomez strikes out Feliz swinging. 2 down in the inning. So he fell behind to hit her 2-0, and then they paused for the delay. And when play resumed, the batter was walked, and that actually went down as his walk. Technically faced 2 batters. First pitch to Aponte, a ball. Chance for a 1-2-3 inning here in the third. Gomez, the 1-0. Good breaking ball, grounded to third base. Villavicencio scoops it up, sets and fires. Perfect strike to first base, and Cuevas, inning over. Good debut inning on this sunny Sunday for Christopher Gomez. Fast, And 1, 2, 3. Back to the dugout, the boys go. We are scoreless heading to the fourth in Dunedin.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Scoreless in the fourth inning. Took us about, 55 minutes to get to this point in the game. I think no score would have played a little faster, but the Blue Jays will tell you they should have runs right now. That's probably should be grateful that it's a scoreless game as we're waiting for the first pitch. It's fouled off by Hernandez. Back to the box for Ronald after Mosquera was picked off to end the third. Stanifer facing just one over the minimum. It was three no-hit innings. Fastball knocked out of play. It's nothing and two. That's, as I mentioned, 1-7 on Sundays this year on a five-game Sunday losing streak. Nice if they could get a win and get a series split. They've lost three consecutive series. Hernandez, hard ground ball, but Feliz scoops it at first base, takes it himself. The big man retires Hernandez. First out of the fourth, Hernandez 0-2. Here's how the Sunday games have gone this year. Remember, to start the season, the Mets couldn't score on Sundays. They lost 2-0 and 2-1 in their first two Sunday games. Oh, boy, Sunday offense not going to show up as Rosa takes a strike. Then they beat Tampa 8-4 on a Sunday, their only win. Then we've kind of gotten crazy town on Sundays. 0-1 pitch is lined foul. Mets losing 8-7 in Daytona, a game which they led 7-2 at the seventh inning stretch. Lost 4-0 to Jupiter. There's that no Sunday offense again. And then the last three have been wild. Oh, this ball is crushed a mile foul. That might hit somebody's car in the parking lot. Mets lost 12-11 in 10 innings at Bradenton. Craziest game of the year. And they lost 10-6 at Palm Beach. And last week they lost 9-4 on a Sunday to Clearwater. Pitch is too high on Rosa. It's 1-2. So you've had some better offensive performances, but the pitching has just been roughed up. Today we are scoreless in the fourth. Breaking ball is blooped towards Feliz. On the line, makes the catch. And they call it in foul territory. Two up, two down for Stanifer in the visiting fourth. Both outs to the first baseman.
Left fielder, number 11, Kellen Clark.
I think the last three Sundays, the Mets basically had run out of pitching. Bullpen type days, and it had not gone well. Today, as this pitch goes high to Kellen Clark, similar to a bullpen type day. I mean, Sal Garcia mainly used as a reliever. He starts, gets two innings, Gomez in scoreless inning to this point. So, off to a better start in the past few Sundays. Pitches high. 2-1 Clark. Flew out to center in the second. 0-1. Big cut, home run cut. Clark foul tips it for strike one. Clark uses his timeout, now back in the box. Stanifer from the windup delivers fastball up and away at 92. Three balls and a strike. Mets haven't got a hit yet. They have drawn two walks. Three-one pitch. Clark will take it inside for ball four. He hesitated for a moment. No challenge. A two-out walk will extend the top of the fourth for Colin Houck. We'll see if the Mets can make something of that at bat and
now
score
batting,
a bonus
number
run.
Nine, Colin Houck.
Houck flew out to center field in the second after Stanifer falling behind in the count 3-0. Rallied back to win that first matchup. This pitch goes high at 91. There's some movement in the Blue Jays' bullpen. Nobody throwing, but the guy just stood up and starts to windmill his arm around. 65th pitch about to be delivered by Stanifer. Best curveball yet. A strike, top of the zone. Colin put his hand up near his ear flap, thought about the challenge. Mets have been disciplined so far. Pitches up and away. Mets have not challenged. They've had some sideways type looks, but they've held off. Two-one pitch. That'll be up and in. 3-1 on Houck. Now Stanifer may be running out of steam here, as a lefty is indeed throwing in the Dunning bullpen beyond the right field wall. 3-1 pitch. Curveball stays high. Houck will take the free pass. So he and Clark work back-to-back walks with two outs. Inning will continue. Corey Reardon, pitching coach, not coming out, but the catcher, Deschamps, is, and now Reardon will join. While this mound meeting unfolds, let's remind you of what's coming up in the week ahead. The Mets are off tomorrow, much-deserved off day. Hopefully they're heading out of town with a 3-3 series split. Next week, back to face their bitter East Division rivals, Daytona. Their Tortugas slumping right now. Maybe the Mets catching them at the right time. Mets seem like they have caught a lot of teams at the wrong time this year. Those games will be on Bally Live, MILB TV, MLB TV, Tuesday through Sunday. Our normal setup, 6:10 Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 1:10 Wednesday, 12:10 Sunday. Not a lot
center fielder,
of
number 22, Willie
going on the home front. We have Faith Night. There'll be a post-game worship session, a concert, just a few songs on Saturday, post-game fireworks, but standard week at home. Willie Fanyas the batter. He takes ball one high as we resume. The weather might be a little trickier than it has been to this point in the season. Cross our fingers for that. 1-0 pitch. Fanyas will foul it straight back for a strike. Healthy cut. And starting after today, it's going to be another month before the Mets go on an actual road trip overnight and live in a hotel for a week. 1-1 pitch, and Fanyas swings at a pitch in the dirt. So Clark and Houck showed a good eye and a lot of patience. Fanyas a little more cavalier in his approach here. Stanifer The 1-2. Fanyas grounds it foul. He got enough to stay alive. Now the Mets are going to be trading home weeks and Jupiter road trips. They're home next week against Daytona, then at Jupiter, then home against Fort Myers, then at Palm Beach. So Clover Park, Roger Dean, Clover Park, Roger Dean, all in June. A 1-2 pitch, it's high, two balls and two strikes. In fact, the Mets won't go out of town overnight until July 1st through 3rd in Daytona. Always nice to spend the night in your own bed for a full month. 2-2 pitch, and Fanyas takes it in the dirt. Good block by Deschamps. And a block it behind Fanyas. It's a full count. Clark on second, Hauk on first will be taking off. Mets looking to break the scoreless tie here in the fourth inning. Started harmlessly enough with the pop out and a ground out. Stanifer set. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Fanyas goes after the fastball. Hard to tell if that was a strike or not, but either way, inning is over and two are left on base. The Mets have been no hit through four innings, just like yesterday. But hey, they ended up with 10 hits yesterday. We'll see how it unfolds the rest of the way. Christopher Gomez coming back out for the home fourth of this scoreless game. We're listening to the St. Louis Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Taking a look at the stat cast of that last pitch thrown to Fanyas by Stanifer, it was a ball outside. It was close. If Fanyas had taken it, it would have been ball four.
Now
the umpire called it a strike. He could have challenged it.
Toman,
Deschamps, and Arnold will bat in this home fourth inning. Christopher Gomez, good first inning of relief. 1-2-3 on just 11 pitches. First pitch to Toman. A ball low. Toman struck out swinging with the bases loaded to end the first. That's the story of this one, as the Blue Jays had Sal Garcia on the ropes in the first and second, but he got himself off the hook. Some key strikeouts and a ground out. Saul, two innings, two hits, no runs, three walks, four strikeouts, stranded five runners, kept the Blue Jays 0 for 5, runners in scoring position. 1-1. Fastball up and away at 93. Christopher Gomez is pitching in his sixth game for St. Lucie. Hard to believe that many already. Pitch is grounded up the middle, but waiting for it is Hauk right over second base. Throws to first, and the lefty Toman is retired. Last 2 years with the pie slice, that's a base hit. But he decided not to bring that back in the Florida State League. You don't know I'm talking about the pie slice. They used to draw or have chalk lines from the corner of the second base bag, the back corner, and they'd diagonally draw them out to the outfield grass as this pitch is swung and missed by Deschamps. And that would create essentially what looked like a pie slice or a pizza slice in the corner of the second base bag, fanning out to the outfield grass, and defenders could not be in that area that dirt area inside those chalk lines until after a pitch was delivered as Deschamps takes a ball. So you had lefty batters would hit a ball up the middle, and the shortstop and second baseman couldn't get to the ball, and it'd be hits. But they've taken that out of play, and now you got a guy like Houck, as this pitch to Deschamps is a ball inside. Houck's playing just a few feet to the left of second base, so anything hit over the second base bag, he's going to gobble up. 2-1 pitch, and Deschamps pops it up foul. Long run for Villavicencio. He might have a chance. No, it scrapes off the netting. Stays on the field side of play with a foul strike, too. I never got an explanation why MLB decided not to bring the pie slice back. They instituted it after the All-Star break of the 2022 FSL season. And then all last year. I remember our social media guy a couple years ago, Rich, made a great video about it. Put it on TikTok, Instagram, and people blew up. 2-2 pitch is high and away. That thing had like a million views. People were just going crazy about it, and I think most people hated it. 3-2 pitch coming to Deschamps, and he will hook it right into the mitt of Cuevas at first base. Cuevas playing nearly on the line, uses his great reach to haul that in.
Number four, Bryce Darnold.
Big wingspan. Shorter first baseman might not be able to make that play. Five batters face, five outs for Gomez. I guess that Gomez's first appearance was 2 days ago. He appeared in the opener as well. It's been a week, folks. Sometimes I forget things. Inning in the third, perfect with two strikeouts on Tuesday. First pitch to Arnold to strike. Second pitch is foul back, nothing and two. So it's the rare occasion you got a reliever throwing for a third time in the series. But can't really fully count his seven pitches on Friday. Getting the full Monty. Pitches a ball low, it's one and two. Gomez set. 1-2 pitch in the dirt again. That slider down and away. Arnold singled in the second, not chasing. Fastball is popped up into shallow center. Fanyas ranging in. Now Rosa calling for it. Fanyas will make the play. And the inning is over. How about Christopher Gomez? Comes in, has tossed two perfect innings, sends the game to the fifth. We are still without a run on this Sunday afternoon. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
We have a new pitcher for the Blue Jays in the fifth inning. It's lefty Kai Peterson. So Gage Staniford, just like yesterday's starter, Nolan Perry, doesn't go that deep into the game, but does throw no-hit baseball. Four innings, no hits, no runs. He did walk four, which probably cost him a chance to pitch the fifth. He struck out five. including the last man he faced, biggest at bat of the day.
For
him, threw 75 pitches, 41 strikes. Back-to-back days for Dunedin, starters going 8 1/3, combined no-hit innings. The Mets went right to work against the first reliever, Felipe Bello, yesterday. It's going to be tougher against Kai Peterson. This dude can deal. The lefty. He's facing Villavicencio. First pitch, fastball below the knees, ball one. Peterson pitched the 9th and the 10th on Thursday, and he struck out 6 batters and got the win. 1-0 pitch. You can't really do better than that, right? All 6 of your out strikeouts, including that 10th inning. When you have the free runner on second, that was Villavicencio. He stole third, but 3 straight strikeouts. Mets couldn't get him home. 2-0 pitch, and Villavicencio pops it up foul. First base side, Feliz. Does he have room? It's close. He's going to reach into the dugout and make the catch. Wow. Great play. That's knowing your home ballpark. Put his hip up against the wall and reach that
first
long
baseman,
right arm
19,
into
Cuevas.
The dugout. And plucked it. Tough break for Villavicencio. Not only that, but you know those IP cameras and the Hawkeye camera are right there too. He's got to battle those. That nearly hit those cameras, and if it does, it's a dead ball. They're on a pole sticking up from the far end of the dugout. Cuevas at the plate takes a called strike. Foul tips the next pitch. This is a brutal matchup for a lefty batter. Well, Peterson, he basically starts with a very close stance where you can see the number 21 on the back of his jersey. And then as he starts his motion, turns it even further as this pitch is fouled back. And you're basically staring at the back of his head and his entire back. And then you have to find out when that ball is going to be released at what point. He hides it extremely well. 0-2 pitch again, and it's low. Mets did not pick it up on Thursday. Maybe second time seeing him, they'll be able to make an adjustment. 1-2 pitch, and Cuevas takes the spinner outside. On appeal, he did not go. Peterson, 21 years old from Citrus Heights, California, drafted 20th round last year, their last draft pick for the Blue Jays out of Sierra Junior College in California. 2-2 to Cuevas, and he bites it off into left field. Arias on the run, and he's not going to get there. It's a base hit for Cuevas, and the no-hitter's gone. So two batters into the bullpen for the Mets to get their first hit, just like yesterday.
Second baseman, number one,
Flair single.
Mosquera.
That's another situation where you have the defense playing the lefty to pull, vacating the entire left side of the outfield and infield. And that's right where Cuevas dropped it in. Diego Mosquera at the plate, and he'll take called strike. That's a really nice result for Cuevas against a tough pitcher. Lefty-lefty, falling behind 0-2. Picking up the Mets' first hit. Throw back to first. Cuevas is safe. By the way, the Blue Jays only have 2 hits. So the offense has really scuffled to this point on this Sunday afternoon. Complete change from the last 3 Sundays. 0-1 pitch inside. Dunedin last Sunday played an 8-7 game down in Bradenton. So this out of the norm for them as well. Ball is striking out, no score in the 5th. Peterson's pitch is fought off foul down the right side. That one into the stands, 4 rows up. Count is 1-2. Mosquera drew a walk in the 3rd, stole 2nd, but was picked off later in the inning. Peterson holding a long time. Now delivers, and it's a ground ball to second base. Arnold is going to flip it to Toman, who throws to first. That's a double play. 4-6-3, twin killing. And the inning's over. No runs for the Mets. They get their first hit. No errors. Nobody stranded. Halfway home in this ball game. Still no score. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We're halfway through this ball game, no score. Took us an hour and 19 minutes to get through the halfway point. Let's see. Yesterday took 1 hour and 4 minutes. The day before, 56 minutes. The day before that, hour and one. So a little bit behind the pace today as Gomez throws a strike to Daniel Perez, especially since it's a scoreless game. I think 0-0 would have got us to the middle of this game in around an hour. Perez pops one up foul. That's going to reach the seats. Gomez has retired all six he's faced. As a matter of fact, since Deschamps and Arnold singled to start the second, and the Blue Jays had second and third no outs, everybody's been retired. Nine straight from two different pitchers. 0-2. Fastball just low. No challenge. Mets have held off on the challenges. Gomez, the 1-2. Fastball up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Oh, with my eyes, I spy bus driver Ed walking around the concourse. Give him a wave. He's going to head to the upper part. Stands where the shade is. Swing and a miss on the slider. Struck out Perez. Second strikeout for Christopher Gomez. Seven up, seven down.
Right fielder.
Bus driver Ed's day.
Joseph
has begun. He loaded the bus. Give him a lot of credit for that. All the suitcases and luggage. And then he's got the 3.5-plus-hour trip back across the state with us today. Got to fight that Sunday afternoon Tampa traffic. As the strike's delivered to Gene Joseph, then it gets smoother. Once you're past the Thunderdome of I-4 in Florida, you're okay. Cruise along on Highway 60 for a while after Lakeland. Foul ball, strike two. Smooth sailing down the turnpike after Yeehaw Junction. Pulling to Port St. Lucie, hopefully no later than 7:30 tonight. 0-2 on Joseph. Curveball low. Joseph will ground out to strikeout. We do have a second bus today. It's going to help take us home. We couldn't do it in one bus. There's too much stuff. Too much stuff. 0-1-2. Fastball just off the plate. 93. Full count. Gomez, the pitch. Breaking ball, fouled away, and a piece of the bat broke off and fluttered down the third base side. So we'll pause as Joseph has to get a new stick. Now, back in the old days, before rosters expanded, coaching staffs expanded, and MLB took over the minor leagues, used to have a 25-man roster, and you'd have basically three coaches, a trainer, and a strength guy, and that was it. You could do it all on one bus. 2-2 coming to Joseph. Slider swung on and missed. He struck out, really went fishing for that pitch. Back-to-back strikeouts in the fifth inning for Gomez.
Left fielder,
he's retired all eight he's faced now. Great eight.
There he is.
Eleven batters in a row set down. It's the longest stretch by the Mets this week. Victor Arias, a walk in to ground out, is at the plate. Pitch is outside. Oh! Outside, hits the mitt of Ronald Hernandez and then pops up and hits Arias in the face. Pinballing back and forth. He's okay. Too bad for him. Pitches a strike on the corner. You sit there and you take ball one. Next thing you know, you're getting bopped in the nose. It's a tough break. One ball, one strike. Pitches fouled back for strike two. And now Gomez cruising right along. Try to strike out the side. Remember when Gomez made his first appearance for St. Lucie down in Palm Beach? He was bad. Real bad. Like a third of an inning, four hits, five runs. He walked to 135 ERA. I think he got the last batter he faced. Otherwise, his ERA would have been infinity after that night. Instead, it was 135. He's whittled it down to 14, to 9.72 currently. 1-2 pitches low. Again, he had come from the complex side with good numbers. But a reliever, one really blow-up game for a reliever can skew your numbers negatively. Two-two pitch. Strike three and a challenge by Arias. Blue Jays have challenged once, they've lost. Mets seem fairly convinced this is a strike. They're all walking off the field, and it is a strike.
The call of strike has been confirmed.
And Christopher Gomez has just struck out the side. In the fifth inning, sending the game to the sixth. We are scoreless at TD Ballpark.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Start the sixth inning. Scoreless game. Only two hits for the Blue Jays. One for the Mets. No errors in the game. Kai Peterson coming off an inning where he faced three after a pop-up single and a double play ball. He'll face Baez, Hernandez, and Rosa. Could we be heading towards leading first team to score wins? Starting to trend that direction. And it's very hitters-friendly ballpark, but with no win today, we're not going to have an offensive explosion, we don't think. Here is Baez, has struck out twice, so glad to see that Sandifer is gone. He takes a pitch inside. Peterson, the 1-0, fouled back. The Blue Jays' best game this week was the opener. They scored 9 runs. Then they scored 6 runs. Then 5 runs. Then 4 runs. And then no runs. So their offense trending down. Mets pitching trending up as the week has gone on. Pitch is low. Mets offensively this week by game. 6 runs. 5 runs. 4 runs. 5 runs, 8 runs. Fairly steady. 2-1 pitch is popped up, and that one's going to reach the stand somewhere back overhead. Baez entered the day tied for first in the league with 85 total bases, second with 53 hits. Tied with and trailing Villarreal of Palm Beach. Pitch is outside. 19 extra base hits tied for third. It is 12th double yesterday that ties him for fifth in the league. Is 6 home runs tied for third. 29 RBI solo third. 30 runs total scored tied for fifth. 3-2 pitch. He strikes out for the third time today on the high fastball at 93. He's having a rough one this afternoon.
Catcher number 4, Ronald
Hernandez, 0 for 2. That's top three hitters, Baez, Hernandez, and Rosa, are now 0 for 7 with 5 strikeouts. First pitch is fouled back by Ronald for strike one. Struck out looking in the first and grounded out in the fourth. Peterson, 0-1. Fastball too high, a ball and a strike. One pitch, foul back, 1-2. I'm talking about bus driver Ed. He's been the bus driver since 2005. Now he's got a little help because we take 2 buses to get to a stadium on the first day of the trip and 2 buses to get us home. 1-2 pitch, and Hernandez grounds one to first. It's picked up by Feliz. He's going to wave off Peterson, taking himself for the out at first. A lot of room down the right side there for Hernandez, but he hit it right to Feliz, who was playing way off the base. 2 up, 2 down.
Now batting number.
So we just travel with so many people now, with 30 plus players, injured guys as well, and staff is doubled in size from the old days. Not to mention the amount of equipment we take. Ooh, Rosa gets hit on the elbow, and he does not have a guard for it. And he's running up the third baseline in just blind pain. He'll take his base, we presume, but yeah, that one looked like it caught him right on the elbow. And again, it's strange. It's a odd player who doesn't have a elbow guard these days. Big guy, still a youngster, and Amanda Galone, our assistant trainer, is going to head out and have a look. Adam Devery away for the last couple of days as the head trainer, Anthony Oliveri, good friend, former St. Lucie Met trainer last year in town filling in. Amanda going through the squeezing techniques with Rosa, making sure he can still clench a fist, feel his fingers. And the strap, take off his ankle guard and head down to first. Got a long way to travel. again, ran down the third baseline in pain. That's where the Mets dugout is. Still shaking out the left arm as he heads down to first. Two-out base runner for the Mets.
Left fielder, number 11.
Cullen Clark will come up. Drew a walk last time. Yeah, we travel with, of course, a big trainer's case, but, you know, we travel with pitching machines now and weights. And so does every other team. There's a ball fouled away, but we could not do this operation without two buses. I mean, you walk in the visiting clubhouse and you almost think we're at home. And look, when you have a road trip for a full week, yeah, you got to kind of stock up, right? It's different back when it was a 3-day and 4-day trip. Here's a ground ball, base hit by Clark into center field. Rosa will halt at second, and the Mets have now equalized the Blue Jays in hits with two. And Clark, for a game that features no offense, is having as good a day as anybody. 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. And it will bring up Colin Houck. Well, Houck provided the Mets the game-winning hit in the eighth inning on Friday. And he gave them their first lead today. And he takes the fastball for a strike. Two outs, 2-1. No score in the sixth inning. Flew out in the second and walked in the fourth. Pitches down and in the strike zone, and Houck's going to challenge. This will be the first challenge used by the Mets today. And we pause while Alan Bryan puts in his earpiece. And it's going to stay a strike. The way the pitch was received by Deschamps, I think, might have convinced Houck that it was out of the zone. Well, Alan Bryan has turned around his week. Again, he was challenged, 13 times on Friday. Teams used all their challenges. He's been challenged three times today, and he's been right all three times. Example of the umpire making the adjustment. 0-2 pitch from Peterson, and it's outside. Rosa takes his lead from second. Clark, not being held on first, has a few extra steps. 1-2 pitch. It's a spinner outside. Two balls and two strikes. Houck will step out and now back in. Peterson retired the first two. Hit batter and a single. Now Houck waits the 2-2 pitch. Inside for ball three. An overthrow at 93 miles per hour. Just held onto that ball too long in that low three-quarter arm slot. Rosa in second. Clark on first will be off on the pitch. A head start. Peterson, the payoff. And Houck hits it deep into left field. Long run for Arias. It's going to go over his head. And it's going to bounce high off the wall. Rosa's in. Here comes Kellum Clark. He scores. Colin Houck has done it again. A big hit late in the game. Two-run double, and the Mets have a 2-0 lead in the sixth. Colin Houck having himself a series.
Center
came
fielder,
in
number 22,
with a couple of the doubles and a home run this week. Picks up his third double of the series. Starting to look the part. So the game winner in the eighth inning two nights ago. And now we'll see how this ends up playing out. But did he just do it again? Fañez fouls it away. And I'll tell you what, that ball bounced off the warning track and it hit high off the wall and stayed in play. And if it did not, if it went over the wall and ground rule double, it's only one run. That was huge that the ballpark held it. 0-1 to Fañez, and that's going to spin for a strike inside corner. Nasty pitch. And Colin Houck, he might be making a push for FSL Player of the Week. Yeah, it feels like almost every series this year the Mets have played in has produced the Player of the Week. either against the Mets or for the Mets. Fania strikes out swinging on the same slider. Inning over, but damage done. The Mets score the bonus runs. Two up, two down. Hit batter, single, double. A two-run lead halfway through the sixth for the St. Lucie Mets.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number 11, Damiano Palmigiani.
Mets have the lead for the first time. Still a ways to go in this ballgame. Christopher Gomez has retired all nine batters he's faced. Three perfect innings of relief. And he throws a strike to Palmigiani. How much longer can Gomez go here? The double for Houck was his 10th. He's rising up the ranks fast in that category. Team leader Fanyas has 10. Correction, Baez has 10. A 1-1 pitch. Correction, we got a new pitcher in there. I'm losing my mind here. It's Gregory Lewis. Didn't even see him warming up. So Gomez, yeah, three perfect innings, and his day's done. And now Lewis, who came over at the exact same time as Gomez, is in the game. 2-1 pitch to Palmigiani is up high. And look, you can't do better than Christopher Gomez. He struck out the last three he faced. Four total. Lewis, the pitch, it's popped up a mile high. Three Mets are going to get there. Who wants it? Clark making the basket catch. Oh, baby. He called it the last second. Called off Houck, who was right in front of him. Kellum Clark turns the glove upside down, belt high, and it just plops right in. Look, in a game like this, you want to get every possible out you can. That's the difference between an out and an error that's got Palmigiani on second base. Here's Feliz. If not for that catch, would be batting as the tying run. Now Gomez threw 42 pitches in his three perfect innings. He's the pitcher of record for the Mets now, as Lewis misses low. A walk in a strikeout for Feliz. Cracks one foul left side. It's going to get into the stands. Lewis, 6'3", lanky, 161 pounds from San Pedro in the DR. Started his year in the Complex League. Pitch is grounded foul. With St. Lucie, appeared in five games now. Five hits, five runs, and seven and a third innings. Eight walks, six strikeouts. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed with the fastball at 94. And Gregory Lewis, like Christopher Gomez, shaky start. in St. Lucie, but has quickly gotten better. Those two pitchers came over to replace Jawomi Ramirez and Jimmy Loper when those two were promoted to Brooklyn after the Bradenton series. And I'll tell you what, Jawomi threw five innings the other day for Brooklyn. Loper's been good as well, but that appears to be more of an even trade-off. I mean, sometimes you get guys who come over and they're not as good, but these two have performed as Lewis throws another strike on the corner, and they both got good stuff. Lewis throwing 94 from the left side. This pitch dots the corner at 85 with the changeup. 1-2 on Aponte. Trying to just blow away the side here. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. That was a full 2 feet in front of home plate. Two balls, two strikes. Lewis definitely wants to come in from the bullpen after the Mets take the lead and have a lockdown inning. The 2-2 to Aponte missed down low at 94. It's a full count. Lewis with the 3-2 pitch, low ball four. And he walked him. That's tough because Toman's coming up next, the lefty, and he would have loved to start the seventh inning with the lefty at the plate. And he still could with Deschamps. Another lefty on deck. Toman 0-2, now representing the tying run. First pitch, a ball outside. By the way, that walk snapped the streak of 14 consecutive batters retired between Garcia, Gomez, and Lewis. Quite a run. Lewis, the 1-0. A ground ball back to him, goes off of his mitt, out to Howe, can't make the play. Everybody's safe. Boy, if Lewis doesn't reach up and lets that go, Hauk is going to get it easily. But he deflected it off the top of his mitt, way up in the air. Hauk then had to try to make the short pick, and it tipped off of his glove. Mascara backed up the play. This is going to be a hit infield single for Toman. And now the tying runs on first, and the go-ahead run is at the plate. On a walk and an infield single, and the entire Mets infield's going to come in for a visit. Players only. Ronald Hernandez appears to be doing most of the talking. He's caught a great game today. He survived those first couple of innings with Saul Garcia. And this is one the Mets don't want to let get away from them. Gregory Lewis gets a fly out and a strikeout. Now he's trying to hold on, facing Deschamps, who's 1-for-2. The single and a sharp lineout. And Deschamps hasn't played a whole lot, but he swings a good bat, and he did last year as well for Dunedin. Lefty-lefty matchup again. Lewis' first pitch down low for ball one. 2-0 Mets, two on, two outs, bottom of the sixth. 14 straight batters without a base runner, and then two in a row here for the Jays. Lewis, the 1-0 pitch, missed badly inside. Two balls, no strikes. That was pitch number 20 of the inning. Pitch, check swing. It looked like he went too far. No. On appeal, held up. Three balls, no strikes. Lewis starting to become out of sorts here. Ball away from loading the bases, all with two outs. Pitch. That missed badly as well. Ball four. Well, the badness usually starts with the walk, and that's how this rally with two outs has started for the Blue Jays, and it looks like Jordan Krause is coming off the top step Mets pitching coach will head out for a visit. So that player's only mound visit did not produce anything other than four straight pitches that missed. So, tying run is in scoring position. Go-ahead run is on first. Lewis pitching effectively right away the first two batters. But starting with that walk, the infield hit, which deflected, another walk. Again, things usually start with walks. Look at the last inning for the Mets offensively. Jeffrey Rose is at the plate with two outs, nobody on base, and he's hit. And that opened up the door for Clark and Houck. The Mets scoring two runs. Now Lewis, 22 pitches this inning and only eight strikes. And the Mets will get Juan Arnaud lightly tossing in the bullpen. Mound visit is over. Bryce Arnold's going to hit a right-hander, and maybe that'll help. Lewis didn't look that comfortable against the two lefties. Arnold, a single and a flyout. Biggest spot in the game so far. Mets nursing a 2-0 lead, trying not to cough it up here in the sixth inning. Pitch is way outside. Great catch by Hernandez. And to cross over into the lefty batter's box to make the snag. Lewis, the 1-0. Changeup. Again, missed 2-0. He can't throw a strike. He's got to find it real fast. Pitch. Foul tip, strike one. Went back to the fastball at 94 in the zone. Aggressive swing by Arnold. Two balls and a strike. A couple more like that. Go a long way to get him out of trouble here. 2-1 pitch. A pop-up into shallow center field. Two Mets are there. Rose is calling for it, and he's going to make the play. Crossing in front of Fanyas. And the side is retired. Gregory Lewis holds the line. Ran into some trouble there, but gets through it. No runs, one hit, no errors. Three stranded by the Blue Jays. We will head to the seventh inning. The Mets
Blue Jays fans,
are up 2-0.
To welcome back our Sandy Chem cleanup crew. Sandy Chem offers consulting and solutions for sanitizing and cleaning your property. Whether you're cleaning a three-bedroom house or a 3,000-square-foot office, Sandy Chem can help. Let's give a hand to our...
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher in the seventh inning, it's Jordan Powell, a right-hander, and he throws a strike to Kevin Villavicencio. And Villavicencio shows bunt and retracts on the curveball at his face. Ball and a strike. Vicencio today, a ground out to the pitcher and a pop out to the first baseman, 0 for 2. Three hits yesterday and two on Friday. Swings and misses at another curveball, and it's 1 and 2. Mets pitchers are on a 17-inning scoreless streak. Last two innings, post rain delay or lightning delay on Friday, all nine yesterday, and six today. Bad broadcaster Matt tells me that's 17. 1-2 pitches popped overhead, foul. Another curveball. Boy, a lot of grunting from Jordan Powell on curveballs. Usually that's reserved for the hard stuff. 1-2 curveball gets a swing and a miss. Vicencio chased out of the zone for out number one. Kai Peterson, two innings, three hits, two runs, both earned, no walks and two strikeouts. After baffling
the Mets number
19,
Joe Hyrule,
a couple of days ago in the extra inning win for the Jays. Gives up two runs here. Started his own undoing with the hit by pitch. Cuevas takes a ball outside. Got the Mets' first hit of the day back in the fifth inning with one out. Just like yesterday. Took to a one out in the fifth inning to get the first hit. Mets are up to three now. This curveball is a low strike. One. Changeup for a strike at 78. Soft tosser. Pitches up and away. A soft tosser and a grunter. And a mustachioed fellow. His pick on the website has the big bushy mustache with the little curl at the end. But it doesn't look like he has that now out there pitching. The top button undone. 25-year-old from Celebration, Florida. Right outside of Disney. 3-2 pitch, and Cuevas looks at it right down the middle for strike three. Was not expecting that. All those breaking pitches. Powell pitched at Florida Southern, the Mocs.
Second baseman,
E2 school
number one,
over in
Diego
Lakeland,
Mosquera.
Which is only about an hour and 40 minutes from here. Here's Mosquera, who's walked into a double play. He takes a fastball at 91 outside. 2-0 Mets, two outs. Nobody on base in the top of the seventh. Getting down to it in this game, in this series. 1-0 pitch is lashed out of play. Mets trying to turn their fortunes around and split this series after losing the first three. Blue Jays trying to get back over 500. 1-1. Pitch is hit towards the right side. Sliding stop by Arnold in the grass. He can't make the play, though. Pops out when he got up. It should be a hit for Mosquera. Arnold had a long way to scamper from second base into the grass. Nice sliding stop. Even if he gets that
hitter, number 26, Jesus Baez,
cleanly out of the mitt on a throw, it's going to be a close play. So the Mets now with their fourth hit, now hitting the Blue Jays 4-3. Back to the top, and Jesus Baez, he swings violently and misses. He's trying to avoid the golden sombrero here. 0-3, three strikeouts swinging through the first six innings. No batting gloves for him. Breaking ball too high. Well, they've suckered him in today with some of those high pitches. They'll keep going there until he lays off. 1-1 pitch, and this is yanked into left field. Arias on the run. He's going to leap up and make the play. Exit velo 102 off the bat for Baez. Well struck, but he is out number three. No runs for the Mets. One hit, no errors. One stranded. We've reached the seventh inning stretch on this Sunday afternoon. Mets lead by two.
Yep. Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Seventh inning stretch complete. The OK Blue Jays song rang out throughout TD Ballpark. Take me out to the ball game followed. Fans have stuck around. It's overcast now, getting to be. Here's a push bunt foul by Daniel Perez as Gregory Lewis, the lefty, back to work as the lefty-lefty matchup. Through 26 pitches, only 10 strikes. Last inning, loaded the bases all with two outs, but got out of it with that fly out to right field. A close play with Jeffrey Rosa dashing in to make it. Fastball for a strike, and it's nothing and two on Perez. Now started in the bright sunshine, but it's definitely clouded up. No rain in the area that I can see. 0-2 pitch, swing, and a miss on the slider. Daniel Perez goes down on three pitches. He has struck out three times against three different Mets.
Right fielder number six.
Good start to this bottom of the seventh for Lewis. That's the Mets' 10th strikeout as a staff today. Joseph 0 for 3 from the top spot with two strikeouts. Lewis first pitch. Change up outside, ball one. Garcia for two scoreless innings somehow. Stranded a small army out there. Gomez for three perfect. Lewis trying to shake off a shaky start with the first inning. Throws in a strike and a time called by Joseph. Didn't like the call, didn't challenge it. Blue Jays have one left. Using the timeout early. 1-1. Good pitch, strike two. Change up inside corner. Lewis starting to pepper the strike zone. A 1-2 pitch down and away. Two balls, two strikes with another changeup. Lewis the 2-2. Ground ball back to him. This time he stabs it. Will run to first and throw it over underhanded to Cuevas. Nice play. Good reaction by Lewis, fielded it right off to the side of his head.
Left fielder.
Another one where Houck might have been there if it got by him, but no need. His instincts taking over there. Two gone. So this inning starts out just like his sixth, two up, two down. Let's see if he can finish it off easier this time as Arias takes a strike. Lewis pitched on Wednesday. 2 1/3, two hits, two runs, a couple of walks, and three strikeouts. Swing and a miss on a slider. Arias almost down to one knee. Nothing in two. Lewis, the 0-2 pitch. Struck him out. He went too far. On appeal. Yes, he did. Gregory Lewis, a 1-2-3 seventh inning. That's 18 straight innings for the Mets without giving up a run. They have a 2-0 lead through seven.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Raul Hernandez swears to bunt and retracts for ball one as we start the eighth. 2-0 Mets in this getaway game. Hernandez 0-3 at the dish. Powell back to work, throws a ball inside. Getting down to the wire here. Mets scoring two runs in the sixth inning on a two-out, two-run double by Colin Houck. Three pitchers have done really well today. Hernandez takes ball three. Mets able to pull away late in yesterday's game. Would love to do the same this afternoon as Hernandez takes a four-pitch walk. Fastball 87 up too high. That is the fifth walk issued by Dunedin today, matching the Mets. Teams have combined for 10 walks and 20 strikeouts. Somewhat a reversal of the past few Mets Sunday games, with the pitching taking charge. Jeffrey Rosa at the plate takes a curveball for a ball. Rosa painfully hit on the elbow in the sixth with two outs. Opened up the door just a crack. Both runs. He's still windmilling that elbow out as he takes a curveball inside 2-0. Six straight misses from Powell to open this eighth inning. 2-0, and Rosa takes a healthy cut and fouls it away. There's a reliever throwing in the bullpen for Dunedin, so Powell might not be in this game a whole lot longer. Next pitch will be his 25th. Breaking ball up high. Looks like he held up. Rosa, three home runs on the season, including one this week, part of that back-to-back with Hernandez on Thursday. He'll take ball four to the backstop. Hernandez rushing up to second, but he can ease in. Now Rosa draws the walk, and this is it for the Mets, isn't it? First and second, no outs, up two in the eighth inning. Chance to break loose. You got Clark and Houck, the next two hitters, Reardon. The pitching coach is heading to the mound. So it doesn't appear like there's going to be a change. Just a discussion. How's the rest of the league faring? Everybody getting deep. No games final yet. Lakeland leading Clearwater 6-2. Lakeland entered that series three games behind Clearwater. They're on the verge of taking 4-6 to get within one game. I bet you if you told them prior to the series, they would win four. They would have signed up for that in a heartbeat. So it's going to be a sprint to the finish. It'll be a one-game Clearwater lead with 15 games to go after today, barring a massive ninth-inning comeback for the Threshers. Palm Beach beating Tampa 5-4. Three outs to go for Palm Beach. That game's in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kellum Clark at the plate. First pitch to him misses outside. Fort Myers beating Bradenton 2-0 in the ninth. Fort Myers 3 outs away from a win and a 5-1 week against the Marauders. 1-0 pitch. Clark hits a weak ground ball out to short. Toman goes to second. The throw back to first is not going to be in time by Arnold. A slow turn on a ball that skipped over the mound for Toman and Arnold. It'll be a fielder's choice.
Number nine,
6-4. That will wipe Rosa off the bases. Clark at first, and more importantly, Ronald Hernandez at third. And that's going to do it for Powell. Jose Mayorga, first-year manager for Dunedin, making the trip to the mound. There will be a pitching change. When we come back, Colin Houck has already driven in the Mets 2 runs today. Can he make it 3? He'll be batting with 1 out and runners at the corners.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Aaron Munson, a righty, is the new pitcher for Dunedin. Very curious to see how they treat Colin Houck, who's red hot right now, has got big hits in this series. A game winner on Friday. The Mets are hoping the game winner already today. Got a base open out there. With 1 out. Munson's first pitch, a slider for a strike on the corner. Houck didn't exactly care for it, but won't challenge. Couple of walks and a fielder's choice. Hernandez on third, Clark on first, one down. We're in the eighth inning. The Mets have a 2-0 lead. Next pitch is a fastball overthrown outside by Munson. There's no question. The scouting report's out on how teams try to pitch him away. But he has started to make teams pay for missing over the middle. 0-1-1. That pitch is down and away. So the answer is they're pitching him carefully, seeing if they could sneak a couple on the corner, maybe get a chase. So far, out keeping the bat on the shoulders. 2-1. This pitch is grounded to third. Throw goes to second for one. Arnold's turn to first. It's going to be missed by Feliz. Hernandez scores, and it's 3-0 Mets. It would have been two. The third baseman, De La Rosa, made a good throw to Arnold, but Arnold's throw could not be picked by Feliz. That's one where, you know, you're the second baseman, you're getting it away as fast as possible. You figure it's a close play, and it was going to be close. I think he had a little more time than he thought. And Feliz, as a first baseman, I know it's in the dirt, but, man, you got to pick that. So the Mets will take it. How safe on a pickoff attempt? So Houck's going to get credit for an RBI fielder's choice. And he has driven in all 3 runs for the Mets. Clark out on second. Houck on first. First pitch to the backstop. Throw to second to get Houck. Kicks away. And Houck's going to go to third. And we're going to have a wild pitch and an error. And a throw to the plate by Arias for no reason. skips into the catcher who blocks it. So, Houck makes his way to third. You had a pitch to the backstop, and Deschamps, the catcher, caught the ricochet, threw up to second poorly. So, wild pitch E2. That's the game's first error. Fañas at the plate. 1-0 coming, and he fouls it off to the on-deck circle. It's been a really clean game defensively, really up until that play. Ground ball the first. Feliz is going to pick it up himself, touch the base, inning over. Let the Mets take advantage of two walks to start the inning. They beat out a potential double play ball. Houck had driven in another run, and the Mets increased their lead to 3. Mid-8 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Now pitching for the Mets, right-hander, number 30, Alan Perdomo.
In case you didn't hear it, over the PA system, the Mets have a new pitcher, right-hander Alan Perdomo. He becomes the fourth Mets pitcher of the day. It's essentially a bullpen day gone well for the Mets. As the previous three pitchers, Garcia, Gomez, Lewis, combined for a three-hit shutout through 7 innings. Mets getting all their offense today from Colin Houck. Now Perdomo try to keep the streak going. 18 scoreless innings for this Mets pitching staff, which still has the worst ERA in the league. And they started month of May with the best, or the third best, as they lost guys to promotions, injuries, maybe some fatigue with hitting some walls. Early stage of the season, dropped like a rock, but now starting to rise up again. It'll be De La Rosa at the plate, his first at-bat. And he hits one deep right field. Rosa going back. He looks up, and the streak is over. It's a home run by De La Rosa. First pitch Alan Perdomo throws goes over the wall, and it's 3-1. Shutout streak for the St. Lucie staff ends at 18. De La Rosa subbed in last inning defensively at third for Palmigiani. That was his first at-bat of the day.
First baseman, number 34, Christian Feliz.
Now the even bigger home run that Feliz comes up. The Blue Jays had homered in the first three games of the series, not in the last two. Ground ball to second, backing up into the grass. Mosquera sets and throws, and Feliz is out. So you got two pitches and two swings in this inning.
Center fielder, number 45.
One a home run, one a grounder. Aponte next. First pitch to Aponte, a fastball low, 94. Perdomo, 22 years old, from Santo Domingo. picked up in the Rule 5 from the Arizona Complex League Rockies in the offseason. Signed to St. Lucie. Here's a line drive off the glove of Hauk into left center field. Hauk looking into his mitt like he couldn't believe it didn't stay in. Raised right off the top. Aponte, the sharp hit. So close, maybe an inch or two lower. Colin thinks he should have caught that one, but it was rising. Tucker Thoman at the plate as the tying run. He's 1-for-3. Perdomo's first pitch is tapped right in front of home plate. Fair ball. Throw goes to first base. Thoman is out. And there's two down. There for a moment. Well, Thoman took a while to get out of the box. He thought it was foul. Hernandez pumped to second. I don't think he liked where Aponte was. If he had gone to second, even if Aponte was safe, they still would have had time to throw to first because Thoman was still sticking around in the batter's box. But, hey, at this point, if you're the Mets, you have a two-run lead. Take the out. Take the guaranteed out. We talk about that all the time. You got a catcher. If he throws that into center field, then the wheels come off the inning perhaps. Just take the out at first, which he did. Deschamps at the plate, takes ball one high, and then a miss on the inside corner. That was a pretty good-looking pitch. Perdomo did get one spot appearance in Brooklyn this year on a Sunday afternoon and came back to St. Lucie the next day. That was back in early April. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Perdomo in St. Lucie. This is appearance number 11, 1-0. One save, a 7.56 ERA. The 2-1 pitch is foul tip for strike two. Nasty sink on it. Deschamps will use the timeout. He's 1-for-2 with the single line out and walk. Three pretty good plate appearances. Perdomo hunched over, coming set. 2-2 pitch, down and in for ball three. Mets lead 3-1, two outs, runner on second, bottom eight. Perdomo set with the payoff pitch. He's going to spin and throw back to second. Great catch by Hauk. And a reach behind the runner, Aponte. That ball from going into center. Three, two pitch from Perdomo. Missed up high. Ball four. Nope, they called a balk. A balk prior. I didn't hear anybody bark it out. So Aponte goes to third. Pitch doesn't count. It's 3-2. And if Perdomo can get an out here, that would actually work out in his favor. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball to second. Mosquera fields, sets, throws to first. Inning over. So close at first base. But how about that? The balk takes away potential ball four. Next pitch results in an out. And the inning is over. De La Rosa hits a home run on the first pitch to get the Blue Jays on the board for the first time in 18 innings. But that is all they get. We're going to the ninth. The Mets lead by two. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
A couple of finals for you in the Florida State League. Lakeland did indeed beat Clearwater 7-3. So it's a one-game difference between Clearwater and Lakeland, with Clearwater leading in the West with 15 games to go. They don't play each other again in the first half. A lot of scoreboard watching. Palm Beach just finished off Tampa 9-4. Palm Beach wins 5 out of 6 in that series. Fort Myers clinging to a 2-1 lead in the ninth inning at home against Bradenton. Jupiter and Daytona scheduled for 5 o'clock. We're in the ninth inning here, 3-1 Mets. Aaron Munson facing off against Villavicencio. First pitch, a strike. Looking in the Mets bullpen, I don't see anybody loosening up, so Alan Perdomo will be on for the ninth, looking for the 6-out save. He'll be facing the 8, 9, and 1 hitters. Ground ball too short, picked up by Toman. Throw is good. We're out number one. Aaron Munson came in and got a ground ball that the Blue Jays could not turn two on.
First baseman, number 19,
scored a run. And he got another ground out and another. So three ground outs. Maybe that's why they brought him in. See if they could get that double play. Cuevas takes a curveball for a strike. This is Munson's second appearance of the series. Pitched on Wednesday, a scoreless inning, a fresh arm. Not many of those by the end of the week. Howell hadn't appeared at all. Munson only once. Ball and a strike. Swing and a miss. Looked like a split-type pitch. Bottom just falls out. Vertical drop. 1-2. Fastball knocked out of play. 94 miles per hour on that one from Munson. Mets win leading after 8 innings today, or this year. 13-4, only 6-4 on the road. They certainly had their troubles on the road, especially in close games. Had their troubles on the road, period. Just 7-22 away from home, so 3 straight wins would be something. 2-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss on a cutter. Cuevas out, 2 gone in the inning. Mosquera will come up.
Second baseman, number 1, Diego Mosquera.
Munson ready for his first pitch to Mosquera, and it's popped out of play for strike one. Mets' last 3-game winning streak, April 30th through May 2nd. His first 3 games at Clover Park against Jupiter. Longest winning streak, 4 games. That was 3 final games against Tampa and then an opener in Daytona. 0-2 after a called strike on Mosquera. Munson, fastball home. It's grounded to Toman again. He'll run into it, throw running forward, and that's out number 3. So Munson does his part, retires all 5 batters he faces, 4 on ground outs. Here we go. Bottom of the ninth. Mets lead by 2, trying for a 3-game win streak and a series split when we come back.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Alan Perdomo looking for three outs in the ninth to close out a 3-1 lead. Mets were able to close out a 5-4 lead
leading off the
on Friday with some heavy drama. Are we going to get drama here? We're about to find out. The Arnold, Perez, and Joseph, they've had one hit and 10 at-bats between the three of them today. Arnold has that one hit back the early part of the game. Beautiful curveball at 77 before Perdomo dropped in for a strike right in the middle of the plate. Perdomo only an 11-pitch inning last time in the eighth. He faced five batters. They were quick to swing. Curveball just missed. Mets have two challenges available to them. Perdomo set. The 1-1, fastball, called strike. Well, that looked like it might have been a little out. Arnold steps out, asks for time. Blue Jays, by my count, have one left, one challenge. Might have been worth it right there. 1-2. Perdomo from the stretch. Fastball grounded back to him. He reaches up with that long wingspan, throws to first underhanded. And Arnold is out. A shorter pitcher, probably not going to get that. He might be the tallest pitcher on the staff. Perdomo looks at 6'4". De Leon 6'5". And De Leon looks like he's built like a linebacker. One gone, that's three straight retired by Perdomo. Pitches outside for ball one to Perez. And the idea is to retire all three batters, keep that tying run in the on-deck circle. Fastball wrapped in for a strike. It's 1-1. Last inning, the first pitch, Perdomo threw a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, left the yard. Dunning's only run. Swing and a miss, strike two on the fastball. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, missed and a challenge. Missed outside. Hernandez is going to use a challenge. He popped up, thought it was strike three, and we wait. We wait the call. Strike three! Great challenge by Ronald Hernandez. Overturns a ball into strike three and out number 26. And that'll be the golden sombrero worn by Perez. Four at-bats, four strikeouts. And now one out away. From a three-game winning streak and a series split, it's down to Gene Joseph, who's 0-for-4 with two strikeouts today. Perdomo's first pitch, curveball, he's way ahead of it, strike one. Looks like Perdomo is getting stronger as this appearance goes on. 0-1 pitch, fastball, grounded up the middle. Mascara's going to field it. Long jump throw. Cuevas with the scoop, and the game's over. What a great play by Diego Mascara to finish it off. The Mets beat the Blue Jays 3-1 on this Sunday afternoon. And they'll charge out of the dugout in the bullpen and form that happy high-five line for a third straight day. What a turnaround middle of this series for the St. Lucie Mets. They line it up, high fives, hugs, handshakes all around. The Mets, after they were walked off in the 10th inning on Thursday night, had lost 22 of 24 games. And now they've won three straight. They split the series. Really a stunning last 3 days here at TD Ballpark. Good stuff for the St. Lucie Mets. I mean, what a pitching performance the last 2 days. A solo home run away from a back-to-back shutouts. Perdomo, after he gave up that first pitch home run, was nails the rest of the way. Tremendous play by Mosquera, way past second base, the jump throw, and a great scoop by Cuevas at first base to finish it off, ensuring a 1-2-3 ninth inning, and that Victor Arias would not come to the plate with the chance to tie it up. Mets improved to 17-34. Blue Jays back under 500 at 25-26. Winning pitcher, Christopher Gomez, he was perfect, literally, for three innings. Losing pitcher, Kai Peterson, save number two for Alan Perdomo. It's going to be a happy bus ride back across the state of Florida to PSL for the St. Lucie Mets, riding high on a three-game winning streak. Take a break, come back, and wrap it all up with the post-game show.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to TD Ballpark. Adam McDonald in the second floor broadcasting booth for the last time in 2024. In Dunedin, that is. Mets will not come back here this season. Blue Jays not going to come to Port St. Lucie this year. So the two teams, 500 against each other. Three wins and three losses apiece. Blue Jays win the first three. Mets win the last three. Mets will head to the off day as winners, and hate to say this, but off day may be coming at a bad time for the St. Lucie Mets. You want to keep this thing rolling, but no, they'll be happy to take Monday off and then reset at home against the Tortugas on Tuesday. Let's get to the scoring summary. You have to zip ahead to the sixth inning, as this was a well-pitched game for a long time, really all nine innings, but it started with the hit by pitch. It looked harmless enough by Kai Peterson, who is really having a great series. A two-out hit-by-pitch on Rosa. Then Kellum Clark singles into center field. That brings up the man of the series and the man that the Blue Jays did not want to see at the plate with runners on in Colin Houck, and he just belts a double deep into left field. Helped the Mets that it did not bounce over the wall for a ground rule double. With two outs, guys going on contact. Rosa and Clark score with these. It's 2-0 Mets. Then in the eighth inning, back-to-back walks worked by Hernandez and Rosa to start the inning. Clark hits into a fielder's choice that sends Hernandez to third. Houck hits into a fielder's choice that brings home Hernandez. Feliz couldn't make a pick at first for a double play. Colin gets credit for an RBI. It was 3-0 Mets. And then in the eighth inning, first pitch that Alan Perdomo throws to Marcos de la Rosa is homered to right field. That snapped the Mets' streak of 18 straight innings without allowing a run. Made it 3-1, but a lot of credit to Perdomo as he ends up shrugging off a one-out single. He retired the last five batters he faced. That's a great job not to be spooked after that home run. Definitely tightened things up and made it an uneventful, stress-free bottom of the ninth. And really, it's also about the non-scoring summer. You go back to the first inning. First pitch of the game thrown by Saul Garcia was an out to second base. He then walked the next three on 3-2 pitches. So the Blue Jays had bases loaded, no outs, but Garcia dug deep, struck out the next two, walked off the mound, fired up, and maybe upset at himself that it got to that point. And then the next inning, he gives up two singles and a stolen base before there was an out, strikes out two in a row, and gets a ground out. So the Blue Jays there had great chances to score multiple runs against Garcia. They couldn't do it, and it ended up costing them big time in the end, probably cost them a series victory and getting over 500. So the non-scoring summary is much of a factor in this game as the actual runs being scored. Moving on to the box score, starting with the line score. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Mets. That's their third straight game without an error. It is. 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error for the Blue Jays. It's a rare time the Mets win on the road when being out-hit. And the Mets have been out-hit on the road. They were just 2-11. Now they're 3-11. Hitters in the game. Mets get hits from Clark, Hauk, Cuevas, and Mosquera. Hauk, the double, his 10th of the season. Look out. He's coming on strong, folks. Blue Jays had no multi-hit games. De La Rosa homers in his only at-bat, his second home run of the season. For the Mets, the pitchers, Saul Garcia held on, 2 innings, 2 hits, scoreless, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Gomez, 3 perfect innings of relief for his first St. Lucie win, 4 strikeouts. Lewis, his second hold, 2 innings, a hit, no runs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Got out of the bases loaded, 2-out jam in the 7th. Perdomo, 2 innings, 2 hits, a run on the homer, no walks, a strikeout. His second save. He only threw 21 pitches in his 2 innings. Stanifer for Dunedin. 4 no-hit innings. Boy, 2 games in a row, the Dunedin starter doesn't give up a hit, and the Blue Jays lose the game. It's going to be frustrating for the entire Blue Jays team. Peterson takes the loss. He's 5-2 on the season. 2 innings, 3 hits, a couple of runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Powell gave up a hit and a run with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts and an inning and a third. Munson, an inning and 2/3, perfect with 4 groundouts and a strikeout. Ball game played in 2 hours and 33 minutes in front of 488 baseball-loving souls here at TD Ballpark. Now we look ahead to next week. The Blue Jays will be on the road to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Mets back across the state tonight, off day tomorrow, and will host the hated Daytona Tortugas on Tuesday. It'll be a 6-10 first pitch. Daytona has kind of been limping around, scuffling lately, not as badly as the Mets, but the Mets are starting to get hot, and we'll see if they can continue that. Hopefully the off day does not slow them down. We'll see what roster moves come about over the next couple of days. The Sunday afternoon into Monday, that's been the days when the Mets make their moves, and we will see what happens then. We'll be back on Bally Live on Tuesday. Video stream. Jake Ricker and I will be with you. We'll go airtime at 6 o'clock. First pitch at 6:10. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Dunedin. Mets 3, Blue Jays 1. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. We hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.